Proverbs chapter 26. As snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse without cause shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off the feet and drinks damage. The legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. As he that binds a stone in a sling, so is he that gives honor to a fool. As a thorn goes up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The great God that formed all things both rewards the fool and transgressors. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. See a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope for a fool than of him. The lazy man says, "There is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets." As the door turns upon its hinges, so does the lazy man upon his bed. The lazy man hides his hand in his bosom. It grieves him to bring it again to his mouth. The lazy man is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passes by and meddles with strife belonging not to him is like one that takes a dog by the ears. As a madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man that deceives his neighbor and says, "Am I not joking?" Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is no tale-bearer, the strife ceases. As curls are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a tale-bearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a broken piece of pottery with silver waste. He who hates pretends with his lips and stores up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be shown before the whole congregation. Whoever digs a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolls a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin.